Welcome to Historical Jesus. I'm Mark Vinette. Most Christian groups use or have used art to some extent. Christian art uses subjects, themes, and imagery from Christianity. Sacred images of Jesus and narrative scenes from the life of Christ are the most common subjects, and scenes from the Old Testament play a part in the art of most denominations. Christianity makes far wider use of images than related religions, in which figurative representations are forbidden, such as Islam and Judaism. Let's learn more about this colorful topic with the Pictorial Podcast.
There are a lot of different ways that people show either religious faith or devotion. It's everything from fresco on the wall that we're used to these giant, intricate pieces of stained glass with all these intricate stories, to very beautiful sculpture.
Different peaks into some different styles. The history of Christian art, a little tour of some religious art, famous art pieces from Christianity.
There's a lot of different art styles across many different centuries, like Byzantine depictions of Christianity. There are also some Baroque works. There's a lot more works in different periods and also from unique perspectives. This work, a sculpture, is from 1499, from the Renaissance period. This work is very unique. The name of the work is Pietà, and it's by Michelangelo. And this was actually a work that he did when he was 24 years old. I've seen sketches Michelangelo did when he was 14. When I see them, it looks like an old master did them, but it's a teenage Michelangelo. So he was definitely a very gifted. This work is one of the pieces that launched him into stardom, that made him really well known in Rome, and he ended up getting all these commissions to build architecture and to paint the Sistine Chapel. So this was a piece that was carved out of one block of Carrara marble, and it's the scene that shows the Virgin Mary holding the dead body of Jesus after he was taken down from the cross. This work is definitely very beautiful, and the reason it's quite unique is apparently at the time it caused a lot of controversy because in this work, Mary is actually depicted a lot younger than what most paintings around this time or even before would have shown Mary to be, because her son was in his 30s when he died. A lot of people were really kind of angry that she looks like she could be in her 20s in this sculpture. But Michelangelo, his explanation is that she appears young because if you're a virgin who had a child, you don't age. This work is one of the many examples of a scene that's been painted and sculpted so many times, but this pose that Michelangelo has put Jesus and Mary in has been referenced actually over and over again in history. In the 1970s, a Hungarian man who may have been mentally disturbed came and smashed this sculpture with a hammer and broke Mary's arm and nose and parts of her head. It's since been repaired, but apparently that is the reason why if you visit it in St. Peter's Basilica today, it is under bulletproof glass. I'm skipping a few hundred years. It's a painting from the 1800s. It was painted around 1857 to 59, and it's by the French artist Jean-François Millet, and it's called The Angelus. And this painting is a very different way of showing religious devotion.
This is a painting of two people who look to be farmers. It's quite a dark painting. It seems like it's a sunset or maybe a sunrise, but the sun is behind them. And so most of the foreground of the painting is actually in shadow, which is interesting. It appears to be a man and a woman, and they both have their heads bowed in prayer in the middle of a field.
This painting is an example of the movement realism, which was a movement in the 1800s where a lot of artists, instead of painting noble people and kings and queens and really important people, they wanted to paint everyday people, working class citizens and farmers and peasants, because that's more real life than these idealized versions of really important individuals. This painting, as well as a lot of work that was done by Millet and his contemporaries who were painting in this style, were hugely controversial at the time because the establishment are, one, they're like, how dare you paint peasants instead of noble people? Why are they important? And also, people were just not used to seeing a religious painting in this way because people are used to seeing biblical figures. But here are just two ordinary peasants or farmers who decided to take a prayer. The reason why it's called the Angelus is that it commemorates the angel Gabriel's communication to Mary that she would be conceived with Jesus. And it is a prayer that at the time the farmers would do whenever they hear church bells in the background. And you can see in the painting in the very far back, there's a little pointy building, the church. So people would drop whatever they were doing and they would have this prayer. When a lot of common people and a lot of people who are peasants and farmers saw this painting, they felt super connected to it because this is something that they do every day in their daily lives. Over time, this work actually became one of the most famous paintings ever in France because so many people felt this connection. There are some people who say that when they look at this painting, they could hear the church bells because of how entrenched into their life and behavior this type of prayer was for a lot of people. Salvador Dali, a crucifixion scene. The painting that was done in 1951 by Salvador Dali, it's called Christ of St. John of the Cross. And this is a crucifixion scene, but it is probably one of the most unique and different and from a totally different perspective than what most people would be used to.
Churches have usually more than one images of Christ on the cross, and generally they have a statue of it face on. You're looking directly into the eyes of Jesus. It's often usually placed above you as well, so you're even looking up at it, whereas this is very different. This picture is of an angle that you're actually looking down on him, and Jesus is leaning forward. His hands are nailed to the cross. And he's hanging by his hands, but his head is leaning forward. So you can just see the top of his head and kind of the back of his shoulders. And below him, you can see this image of the ocean with a boat in it.
It is quite different. It is from this vantage point that's overhead. It's like a bird's eye view almost. And some people have described it as it could be the perspective of God looking down on Jesus from heaven. He didn't draw in nails and blood and the crown of thorns, basically all the gory details that would normally be in a crucifixion painting. He actually didn't have any of that. It's just the posture of Jesus on the cross. The way we see it, his arms and the back of the cross do form a triangle, and supposedly that is a reference to the Holy Trinity. Salvador Dali, he's a surrealist painter, and he was known for depicting things symbolically, kind of the opposite of the realist, so rather than like exactly what you would see in real life. He painted this work when he was going through a period in his life where he was anti-religious and he was an atheist, but then later in his life, he re-embraced Catholicism, and this was one of his ways of showing his return to having faith again. There is another known work where Jesus is depicted from above. There's a drawing from the 16th century by a Spanish friar called St. John of the Cross, which is what this painting is named after. So he apparently saw this drawing, and I don't see Jesus in this posture very often, so I'm going to paint him in this way. Normally, when you look at a crucifixion scene, there's people below him. There's Mary, and then there's his disciple, people who were nailing him to the cross. But here, all these people are gone, and it's kind of like he's looking down at the world.
I think it's a very fascinating interpretation of this scene. God sent his son to earth to live as a human being and then die. God had Jesus go and die a very painful death to save the souls of humanity. The understanding that a father has to sacrifice his son. For some people's faith, that's a very integral part of it, is trying to understand this relationship. So imagining looking at this scene and depicting the scene from the perspective of God / the father is very interesting.
Because of this different way of expressing this part of the story, a lot of people connected with this work. Definitely, this is one of the most famous Dali paintings ever.
I'm Mark Vinette. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.